USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says China poses a top counterintelligence threat to the United States.
It is a threat that's deep and diverse and wide and vexing, whether it's in terms of the kinds of actors that are used, the kinds of techniques are used, the kind of targets that are used.
During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Wray says the FBI is investigating more than 1,000 cases of U.S. intellectual property theft, and nearly all lead to China. President Trump, addressing the Turning Point USA crowd in Washington, D.C., says a border wall must be built.
We know that strong nations must have strong borders, and we're building a strong border against so much you have no idea.
Former London Mayor Boris Johnson is Britain's next prime minister after being elected of the Conservative Party on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Senate Majority Leader, Republican from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, discusses a bipartisan budget debt limit deal.
The agreement secures the most important priority of the Republican conference. In fact, in my view, it's the most important obligation of the entire Congress, and that's securing the resources we need to provide for the common defense. This deal does it.
Indications if the bill gets to the president's desk, he will sign it. The nation has a new Secretary of Defense. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Mark Esper, easily confirmed by the full U.S. Senate.
The yeas are 90, the nays are 8. The nomination is confirmed.
Esper is an Army vet and was Secretary of the Army when President Trump tapped him to run the Pentagon. He's the first Senate-confirmed defense chief since Secretary James Mattis resigned late last year. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan recently resigned to deal with personal family issues.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As tensions between the U.S. and Iran continue to intensify, Security Studies Group President Jim Hansen tells Fox News there are strikes that we can make that would be very targeted and not take out a lot of civilians.
We know where the IRGC bases are that they launch those speedboats from, and we should destroy every one of them. I mean, there aren't that many. So if we hit a couple dozen places, we could basically wipe out their ability to create a large-scale menace. Now, they'll still be able to conduct asymmetric attacks. They can still do terrorist attacks. But it would show them that they are not going to be allowed to shut down a vital shipping lane and disrupt commerce for the entire world.
Yeah.
Catherine Zhu, crowned Miss Michigan in 2019 by the Miss World America organization, who was recently stripped of her title for social media posts that were deemed to be offensive and insensitive and inappropriate, defended her posts on Monday.
Everything I've posted was my statistics and opinions, and I think that, you know, we should be empowering women's voices and not just stripping them of their title only because of their opinions. I think it's really, really awful how the left thinks that statistics and facts are racist. So I don't think anything I said was remotely wrong. I stand by every tweet that I post. Everyone has problems with their own communities, and I completely understand that. But, you know, we have to empower women's voices, honestly, to show that, you know, we could have different political opinions and that not just statistics and facts are racist.
Zhu was speaking there on CNN for USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.